From the Cosmic Gallery, Spectre Nardalui says hi. Let's rewind. Before the Cosmic Exhibition Spheres, or the CES, Curator of the Universe Nesta Clare launched something into space. That something was even more subtle, even more delicate. We are talking about nothing more than a feather.
A space feather.
An iridescent magpie tail feather. A lone feather with no destination. A funny caper flying off into the darkness. A symbolic gesture by stating the fact that anything can be put into space. Not only scientific instruments, but also negative information, which involves humor, fantasy, and myth. Negative info originates from the Fountains of Paradise, which is a sci-fi gem by Arthur C. Clarke from 2001 A Space Odyssey. For Nesta Clare, this was the starting point of their Cosmic Gallery project. It was kind of a eureka moment, and they often quoted E.E. Cummings' famous words, "Listen, there's a hell of a good universe next door. Let's go!" Yeah, so this was initiated long before the Great Exhibition Plan was realized. Back in the day, they had this company, Clare Cosmos, and they were in the middle of working on this app called ExpoSpace when they launched Space Feather. And this was an augmented reality application in which you can send your art piece, which can be anything, into a cosmic exhibition sphere and blast it off virtually into deep space. So it was sort of animated cosmic gallery. So the idea of the Space Feather was to bring it into orbit, but Clare wanted it to fly randomly in space and not be attracted to any planet. And so the first Earth-based natural ready-made was sent off into infinity. It was never intended to be part of a vacuo gallery or even to be visited by spectronauts. They only filmed from the ground when the rocket with nothing but a tiny bird feather flew up. So there's no camera or tracker or whatever attached to it. Not even a light or laser. Undetectable. Yet there are some people who are desperately trying to visit it, trying to look for it. That's right. There's an actual group of astronauts looking for the feather in space. We call them psychonauts. Most of those daredevil astronauts or artonauts, they fare in the occult spatia, the deepest and unknown parts of our universe. This team of seven psychonauts, however, they float around in our own solar system, our domestic constellation ready-made. And they gave themselves the task to search for it. It seems like hunting for the snitch during a Quidditch game, if you ask me. Which is, of course, nearly impossible. They are in this small space module for a couple of years now. And this ship reminds me a bit of the ship in the movie Dark Star by John Carpenter. It's a comedic cosmic odyssey, a psychedelic one from 1974. There's a lot of resemblance with that. They also have solar sails flying next to them to create a wider range for scooping up the feather, if possible. I don't know how many they have, quite some I guess, but it won't help that much. But that is the plan, you know. They don't want it to be easy. They want it to be as hard as possible. That's why they're called psychonauts. As long as nothing goes wrong with them and the ship, they will be able to last their entire life looking for it. I mean, it's their life project, a project that requires being locked inside a cabin with, you know, seven people floating in utter darkness and occasionally passing by a planet and an asteroid. So their spaceship is called The Pursuit of the Woman with the Feathered Hat, which is a title from a music piece from 1978 by the band Weather Report. And that spaceship is like a balloon that's being released from air and that floats randomly through the room, seemingly going after a specific target, but in the end just falls flat on the ground. There was also a plan to harden the magpie feather with epoxy resin in order to preserve it and to give it a more artsy look. But Claire did some second thinking and decided it should be a pure ready-made work. This was actually the first and last artwork that launched from Earth without a cosmic exhibition sphere. After that, all the works were inside these spheres and therefore properly exhibited in the Cosmic Gallery, according to Nestor. So I think Space Feather is a prologue to a venture that started very small and without any weight, you know, because it's a feather, towards something extremely big, you know, gradually speaking. I will give you my own meaning of the space feather. So I think that you should see the feather as a quill pen. And that quill pen is waiting out there, ready to be picked up by a future artonaut, so he or she can write some poetry on a piece of floating parchment with it. You know, come to think of it, that would have been great. They should have launched some ink and some paper as well. So it's actually an artwork that will evolve itself. You know, you can see it as a feather, and then it transforms into a poem, basically. So it will shift from one meaning to another, a conceptual artwork, a ready-made a feather, together with the components, ink and a piece of paper, and that will transform into a different artwork, and it even becomes a different discipline, which is poetry. So it can become a poem, an emotional, non-tangible artwork. Yeah, why not? Who's up for that? If not, then I might. Coming back to those feather hunters. They will not fall flat on the ground, of course, although they may land on a rocky planet if their energy and will runs out, and if there's metal fatigue on the ship. But they are sort of doomed to be regarded as a perpetual astray balloon. Which is fine by them, they don't care, they do spacewalks too, and they simply enjoy our own cosmic back garden. You know, maybe they should have brought the ink and paper with them, so that their act of magnanimity or stupidity, depends on how you see it, would have had some deeper purpose to it, you know? Yeah, don't get me wrong, I mean, I love what the psychonauts are doing in space, but I think this would have been so much more interesting, you know, to me, but also to them. Yeah, they just give it a little bit more effort and more perspective to it. What kind of feather would you like to see in space? What bird feather is your favorite? And would you write a poem in space with a quill? Let me know. The ink might not stick on the paper because of zero gravity, but you will figure something out. Alright, this is it for today. See ya.